Blanketeer Livesey. Deposition. Legal testimony to be used in a trial. Of John Livesey, Blanketeer, 6th of March, 1817. TNA Catalogue Reference H040/5/4AF.1336. Transcript. Information of John Livesey, taken and made before one Charles Wixted Ethelston, one of His Majesty's Justices of the Peace for the County of Lancaster, on the 6th of March 1817. The said J. Livesey, on oath, saith that on 3rd of March, about 12 o'clock a.m., he was at the meeting on the ground near St. Peter's Church. Bagley rose and spoke to the following effect. Gentlemen, you have met here different times, and what you have resolved will have no effect. Therefore, I think it is high time to come to a determination. I now propose that you meet here at 9 o'clock on Monday morning this day week, in order to go to London with your petitions. To as many of you as you are willing to undertake this journey, I say Monday next. Signify the same by holding up your hands. And the majority, as appears to deponent, held up their hands. Loud cheers. Orator proceeded. But, gentlemen, you must consider the difficulty that must attend this undertaking. Consider well the inclemency of the weather and the season of the year. Can you leave your wives and children and tear yourselves from all friends to go and claim those rights your ancestors got for you? They only want looking after, and I am determined to go with you myself. But as I said before, consider well the undertaking. I say, will you turn back when you go to Stockport, or when you come to face those high and cold hills in Derbyshire? Cries from all sides, no, no. Then will you stick fast to your leaders? Cries, we will, from the crowd. Orator then said, you must bring each of you a blanket. You must consider it will take each of you 6 days to go, and your number will be too great for any accommodation on the road. Therefore, you must expect to be down on the ground at nights. Now, the legal mode of presenting your petition is for 10 out of every 20 to go and petition the Prince Regent. Illegible. Is not lawful. Now, are you willing for those that can earn 10 shillings per week to give 5 shillings of that money to his wife and family while he is away? Cries from all sides, yes, yes. But above all, conduct yourselves peaceably and show an example to the police friends. We don't shut ourselves up in the police office. We do nothing to be afraid of. We come out in the open air. We have nothing to say, but so that everyone may hear, 'tis liberty we will have.